You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Investors who have bet on firms hitting the market this year are being rewarded by consistent performance, thanks to the rally in the small and mid-cap indices has given a boost to share prices. All 19 companies that have listed on the exchanges in the current financial year are presently trading above their offer price. Only three of these closed below their offer price on listing day, while the remaining 16 had a favorable debut, closing higher than the issue price on the day of listing. Up next, Hinduja Group flagship firm Ashok Leyland is scouting for partners for its subsidiary OHM Global Mobility, which is engaged in providing mobility services of its electric buses, a top company official said. Most electric bus makers have formed subsidiaries to run the buses themselves, though services which involve employing drivers, scheduling of services, charging of the vehicles, among others, is not a core business area for them. Last month, Ashok Leyland announced the infusion of ₹300 crore into OHM, which it said would likely result in enhancing operational efficiency and synergy. Moving on, the government is looking to tweak in the production-linked incentive schemes for drones, pharma and technical textiles, and a cabinet note is being prepared in this regard, a senior official said on Tuesday. The changes are based on the review of the 14 PLI schemes conducted last month by the Cabinet Secretary and industry demands. For the drone sector, the government may raise allocation under the scheme because the offtake is good, the official, who did not wish to be named, said. But the pharma sector, the time for availing incentives could be extended. As for the PLI for technical textiles, more clarity on the categories and products that qualify for incentives is being looked at. In other developments, the RBI has approved the reappointment of Sashidhar Jagdishan as MD and CEO of HDFC Bank for a period of 3 years, effective October 27th, the bank said in an exchange filing on Tuesday. Credited with leading the merger of HDFC Twins earlier this year, Jagdishan has an overall banking experience of 31 years. He had joined HDFC Bank in 1996 as a manager in the finance department and rose to become a business head of the finance department in 1999. He was subsequently promoted to the role of HDFC Bank CFO in 2008. Prior to this, Jagdishan was the group head of HDFC Bank, in addition to overseeing the functions of finance, human resources, legal and secretarial, administration, infrastructure, corporate communications and CSR. Meanwhile, the proposed $10 billion Zee-Sony merger, which was approved by the National Company Law Tribunal last month, may see the light of day by December, even as legal challenges continue to mount against Zee Entertainment. A note by Karan Taurani, Senior Vice President, Research at Brokerage Elara Capital, says that the delay is marginal. After the merger, announced in December 2021, the shareholders would get 85 shares of the merged entity for every 100 shares held in Zeal. The stock of Zeal will get delisted and relisted as the merged company after the exchange procedure. Zeal shares were down on Monday on the BSE, closing at ₹268.15 apiece. The markets were closed on Tuesday due to Ganesh Chaturthi. In other news, Shweta Kakar, a senior advocate, and Anil Kumar Agarwal, an IPS officer of 1988 batch, took charge as members of the Competition Commission of India on Tuesday. These appointments will ensure that the regulator has the quorum to put decisions on fast track. In May, Ravneet Kaur assumed office as the chairperson of the CCI, filling up the top post at the regulator after a six-month wait. A 1988 batch officer of the Indian Administrative Service from the Punjab cadre, Kaur has a five-year term. The top post as CCI had remained vacant since October 2022, when former chairperson Ashok Kumar Gupta demitted office to May this year, and this had affected decision-making. Anti-profiteering orders concerning the goods and services tax got delayed, as also wedding of mergers and acquisitions. Lastly, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Tuesday asked senior finance ministry officials to find out in a month's time the reasons for lower farm share in loan sanctions by cooperative banks despite them having a larger share in Kisan Credit Card (KCC) accounts compared with scheduled commercial banks. She was referring to an official presentation which showed that out of 73 million active KCC accounts currently, commercial banks accounted for 37%, whereas their share in farm loan sanctions was 58% out of the total ₹8.47 trillion. On the other hand, cooperative banks, which had larger share with NKCCs, had only 22% in loan sanctions. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.